frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
friend.
He's got a laptop, there it is. He's got a laptop.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, duct tape and baling wire coming from the heartland here. I'm going to try to fire up the Twitch live stream. Looks like I have some sort of issue going on in the chat room with the chat, not the chat code itself, but the radio player. So if you're having problems over there, well, you probably can't hear me anyway, so maybe you'll think about clicking on that link there. Let me see here. Just trying to get everything sorted out. I want to talk about this new video I got started out here today. Let me see if I get everything pushing all the buttons. Hopefully I don't push all the wrong buttons and mess something up. So I've got to see if I'm live over here on Twitch. By the way, you're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. That is, if you're not having trouble with the doggone radio player. This is there we go, I'm on there. Duct tape and bailing wire, man. Alright, so let's see if we can sort this thing out and tell people to try listening that. There, wrong keyboard. I got too many keyboards. Listening here. Alright, so... Okay. Well, Stephen says it's okay for him. Might just be, maybe a refresh. See if we can get him to refresh. Anyway, yeah. Duct tape and bailing wire is what we do best here in the middle of the heartland here in the great U.S. of A. Mad science, technology and such. So, I also need to post that link over there to other folks. So, please bear with me. I'll get my act together here in a second, man. And women. So, anyway, I posted a video yesterday on YouTube for the neodymium magnet accelerator, and had some pretty interesting anomalies occur yesterday with it, so I thought maybe get on here and point out a few things in case you decide you want to try to give that that project a go. I'm hoping a lot of people replicate that for some really good reasons, because all of these are pieces of the puzzle, folks. The plasma chamber that I keep talking about, plasma reactor I keep talking about, the neodymium magnet accelerator, the storage for like using capacitors and such as batteries. All these things together, and this newer generator that I'm actually putting together that I'll be showing on Twitch here live pretty quick. I need to throw a smiley face in over there on Twitch too to let people know I'm live over there. Smiley faces are good. You gotta have smiley faces early in the morning, because if you ain't got smiley faces in the early in the morning or mad science hair, then you're just not doing it right or something. You gotta have your coffee and the mad science hair and all that kind of jazz. So with that said, let me see here. Yikes. Alright, so anyway, the neodymium magnet accelerator, there's a whole lot more to it than meets the eye. It looks like it's kind of like a nifty little toy that shoots a magnet around in the in a circle. Well, in this particular incident, I couldn't get the exact circle that I wanted. I actually have a bid out for the tubing to make this thing, but it has a $300 mold fee and about $170 per piece that I buy, and so that's a little out of my price range at the moment, and so I'm gonna work on that, see if I can get that sorted out, because this particular one right here, while as it does work, it has a little bit of a too much of a slowdown around that curve, and because this one's kind of, I guess you'd call it oval shaped, so it'll come down that straight away really good, and then it'll kind of maybe slow down a little bit in the curve, and then it'll accelerate out of the curve and then do the same thing over and over, which one of the YouTubers pointed out that might be a possibility of something else as well. That benefit as far as physics goes, but either way, I'm hoping to make these things in kit form so that if anybody wants to give it a shot, run some experiments on it, that they would be able to. I've just put all the parts together, or whatever, and then put it in a box and ship it out to them for whatever it costs me for the material and the shipping, that kind of deal. So, we're not talking about a lot of expense here. The neodymium magnets and the wire is probably the most expensive part. These little 30-amp motor controllers that I got off of eBay, they're not but $3 or $4, depending on who you buy them from. It's just waiting to get them, because they're actually coming from China. And I did a live stream on Twitch about the neodymium magnet accelerator, plus I did a video about it, so you can actually see the thing functioning. But after the show, you know, the testing doesn't stop. Next time something like this occurs, I hope it's on a live stream so that you can see. Because I actually started a wire fire with this thing in the... How rude, man. I got somebody on doggone Twitch just said something filthy to me. What a man. I ain't even going to go down that route. Alright, so anyway, I've running some tests on this thing, and I actually, if you're watching in on Twitch, there's a, three connection points on here. There's 20 turns in between each one of these right here until you get around to, I think it's this side right here where I ran low on wire, so I only got like 15 turns. And so anyway, I don't know if he's a... No, seriously, it's unwatchable, 360p. Sorry, folks. Yeah, I guess he says it ain't working very well over there on Twitch. Well, I guess that stinks. Anyway, maybe it'll work its way out. So, basically, started working this thing, working around with this thing, and I actually put... on the midpoint ground, I made a longer wire so that I could bring all three of the wires over onto this side right here. And then I connected them directly to the actual motor controller itself. And so with that said, it worked fine. It worked too fine. It actually started, the magnet going around this doggone circle was like just screaming around there. And, it started pushing back current off of those coils back to this right here. And so these wires were getting really hot while these coils were staying really cold. And the motor controller itself actually got really hot. And so I started thinking maybe this had something to do with the thin wires right here. These wires that I got are basically they're like steel wire, but they're really thin, and so it kind of acted almost as if it was a little bit of a resistor, you know, slow down the current so you're not getting too much current to that thing. Well, if you're looking in on Twitch, I'm sorry if the quality of the doggone video isn't catching up right now, because I'm actually broadcasting live on Shaziz Radio at the same exact time, so it's probably socking my bandwidth, and I'm probably dropping in and out, which I apologize for. But so you can see these wires right here got all burnt up. Let me get it up here into camera. They all melted together. And so I had to shut that thing off real quick and see if I could salvage the motor controller. Well, I was able to do that. The motor controller was fine, and so I resituated. But so now what I need to work on is actually building some sort of a reserve tank to put a buffer between the outputs of these and those coils right there, so that it will send that some of that power somewhere else, and that way it's not backing up in the system, because when that magnet gets to spinning around really good, man, I'll tell you what, it started pushing back some serious current off of there. And so with that said, Sky Collection happened to mention in there about putting some other pickup coils around there, which that was actually part of the project to begin with, but we'll work on that. Doggone it, it says I'm dropping off real bad on their Twitch. I apologize for that, folks. Hopefully it'll get better. Somebody said that it's unwatchable in 360p. Yikes. Alright, so I'm going to do the best that I can with what I got to work with. Hopefully, I'll get it all sorted out. But when this thing's up and running really good, it does some pretty cool stuff. And you get that doggone, when that ball starts to spin, I mean, it'll start to scream around there. You'll actually hear the tone of that thing, almost like a speaker. It's a little sensitive to get in the right spot. But if you're going to run this experiment, get better wires than I got right here. And I will work on a solution for actually sending some of that power off into a different direction, so that you're not cramming all that current in there. Because once that magnet gets up to speed, it starts pushing back. I don't know if you can hear that, but it'll start pushing current back the other direction. Come on. And when you got this thing on manual, and you can actually kind of gauge when this thing is speeding up and slowing down, and you can bring the knob on there all the way up and then turn it down a little bit until it starts to gain momentum, and then you'll actually find the right spot to put it in. Just by turning it down and back on again, you can speed it up and slow it down, but you can actually give it an extra little boost. I know for those of you listening in on the radio right there, it's really hard to understand what it is I'm saying, but like I said, somebody said the quality over there was not, said kind of rude, but anyway. So, watching these wires and make sure they don't get too doggone hot. But the whole concept to begin with is actually supposed to be in a complete circle, so that this ball would actually catch that spin from, going around the building. See, look at that. It'd pick up some centrifugal force and it'd get to screaming around there. You see this thing, when it gets going really good, it's wanting to jump off the table. But I think with the perfect circle tube on there, I think it'll run a lot smoother. So I'm going to work on getting some of that round tubing made. It's just that as far as making them in kit form, it wouldn't be feasible to try to make them in kit form if they're going to cost me $170 a piece. I have talked about potentially vacuum forming the track, so that it would be really easy to replicate. If I can build a vacuum forming table and actually form the tubing the way that I want and get that sorted out, then maybe I can make those perfectly round and put those on the kit form deal. I'm sitting here getting distracted by this ball here. So when you get that thing going around the corner, you can speed it up and slow it down using the knob on the manual portion there, like that. And once you find the perfect deal, you won't have to turn it at all. It'll run by itself. But in order to, just to give it a boost to get it started, turn the knob down a little bit, and you get that thing in one spot, and that magnet will start to, it'll start getting a screaming speed on it. So, like I said, right now it seems to be like maybe just a really cool toy, but I think if you take it a little bit farther than just using it as a toy, and you actually pay attention to the concept of what's going on here, and then you see for yourself the anomalies that occur when you get it at just the right settings, the right frequency, and there's something going on there a lot more than just a toy. But my intentions are to get a motor that normally runs on this type of controller with the three-wire input there, the Outrunner motors, and I'm going to put that as a buffer temporarily in between these coils and that. I tried to run a regular motor in there in between them as a buffer, but because it's not designed for that particular signal, it just wanted to go back and forth and wasn't really helping. Of course, I just did that early this morning, so I didn't really give it much time to get it sorted out right. But you got a pulse DC signal going on out of that deal, and it's acting more like AC current. If I keep tinkering around with this, I'll get it down to the right doggone deal. Anyway, I'm going to keep on working until I see if I can get a good, inexpensive, but quality-made kit, because I want people to actually try to replicate this. If I can get some of these major channels out there on YouTube that work in alternative energy, replicate it and see if their findings are the same as mine, and potentially even discover a few extra cool things about what this thing does. Now, I'm really excited about old Sky Collection. If he ever picks this dang up and actually runs with it, he's a really good craftsman, and he could do some pretty amazing things if he puts it together and does some of the coil work that he does. I'm really anxious to see how, if he ever takes the project up and gives it a shot, how it turns out, because I really love his work. He does a really good job. And same with Russ from RWG Research. I hope he tries it out too, because Russ has got some good craftsmanship as well. And maybe they'll help me find a solution to be able to make these in a better fashion, so that I can get them out to everybody who wants to try testing them out. But like I said, folks, there's a whole lot more when you figure out what it is that I'm showing you here, and you give it a try, you're going to be happy. I guarantee that. And see, that thing's got some really serious takeoff. Once it gets to the right spot, it wants to go. It's not playing around anymore. And so When I finally get everything adjusted down to where I'm not burning the wires up, you hear that squall there? That's what I'm talking about. These things act like, if you ever listen to these synchronous motors or whatever kick on, or whether these outrunner motors, or even the Fisher & Paykel direct drive motors, when you turn on that controller unit, you can actually hear tones coming out of this thing. It sounds just like a doggone speaker. They're pretty amazing technology. But I think this time around, I think the Chinese might have actually gave us an edge when it comes to alternative energy, because if we take this further than just a toy, you might be surprised what it'll end up being before it's all said and done. Yeah, so that's the one really, really distracting for Reddit. There you go. Let's just let that run there for a second. Keep my hand on the wire, that way my finger burns and I know I'm in trouble. It's getting too hot. So folks, it's actually going around there right now, but it's just not screaming as fast as it could, because when I had this thing running last night, see the wires, yeah, they start getting hotter. The more that thing starts to spin around, it's actually trying to push back some power to the other side. And these wires are too thin to be handling all that doggone current, so they'll get hot and start to smoke. And if we can get this down to where these wires stay cool, this controller stays cool, and then be able to guide that back EMF off of them coils, plus using pickup coils, use your imagination where we could take it from there. And this is why I keep saying, folks, about the dream team. You know, if we could actually get these people together that have talents and skills and are able to do, things like... When I put this thing together, I got a friend who's a cabinet maker. You know, I could probably have made it out of wood, but it probably would have looked like junk. But he's skilled in woodworking. Now, we didn't take a whole lot of time to sand it down or stain it or anything like that to make it look really super fancy, but he did a really good job for the short amount of time that we worked on it. Now, imagine if we actually took our time to make it look good, or maybe even when this is put together, for the first prototype, you could actually print out a 3D model of it, because these two, even though they're thick, they're basically split in half. And they were initially nailed together, but the nail actually affected the functionality of the magnet, because it wanted to attract to that nail, as those neodymium magnets are really, really powerful. And so, if there's a 3D model of this thing, that if somebody was interested in the project, all they have to do is download the file and just 3D print it out and get these tubings from the doggone aquarium shop. And I'll put all the sizes to everything in there, and if somebody wants to recreate it, these little tubings are $7 a piece, alright? So you're talking about $14 for the track. Which, if I went by the one where I was actually going to, they're going to make a mold and they're going to bend some acrylic tubing, or basically clear PVC, in a circle for me. Those are $300 mold fee plus $170 some odd a piece. It's obvious that's a heck of a lot of money for somebody to, put a kit together for somebody else to want to buy, try out. It's a lot of money for a lot of folks. But either way, this cheaper version is still good enough to, if somebody wants to try to test it out, it's within, reasonable touch. I wonder if I shut off Skype for a bit, if that'll help over there on... if you're in Twitch right now, let me know how bad that video quality is, cutting in and out and all that. Apologize for that. It's just, like I said, it's duct tape and baling wire around here. I've got lots of things going on. I'm sitting here trying to juggle. What would be really nice is one day I get the doggone lab set up and really good internet service on it. And, I got multiple computers for each one with their own individual task. Like, let me see if I show you around over here. With the camera, if I can do this without knocking anything down for those people on Twitch that, maybe just showing up. So this computer right here, basically it's for the chat room section. And over there at the Super Chat, you got like four separate chat rooms going on. And you also have a link for People for People Radio Network down here, where you can actually go over and visit those folks. Yeah, zoom in, focus. There you go, focus there. But there's all kinds of links on that radio show, the Super Chat Room. That if you're interested in alternative energy, you look up here. My friend Thomas Borg Steam Factory, he makes these really cool, let me show them to you. Alright, I'm going to try to help my buddy Thomas out. Let me get this all together. Sorry for those on radio, because you can't see what it is that I'm trying to do here. But let me get that there. Alright. Ah! There I am. So, that link that I showed you for Borg Steam Factory, if you're going to be a mad science guy, or one of them old steampunk characters, you're going to need some glasses, some goggles like this right here. Now, these goggles right here, my friend Thomas, he handmade these things. He put them together, so that's some really, really cool craftsmanship. So, if you're into the steampunk scene, then you might need some glasses like this. Or if you're a mad science guy, you might need to, you know, get you a set of these right here. And Thomas is the one to catch up with. You just get him over there on BorgSteamFactory.com. And the link is actually on the deal. But the problem is I need to get prescription versions of these because I can't see, man. I'm blind. And so all I see is fuzzy stuff going on. But look at the craftsmanship of what he's done there. This is what I talk about, folks, about the dream team, is because if you got people that are really good doing stuff like this and we're building alternative energy devices, man, he's the one you'd want on your team to make it look good. That's what I'm saying. And there are other people out there who can weld really good. Some people that can weld so good that it's watertight or airtight or whatever. And that's a plus in my book because, you know, that takes a lot of talent. And if you can get these folks to, you know, join your dream team and work on projects together with you, this neodymium magnet accelerator right now, it's a prototype, but what it could be is something a lot more. And I don't want to go into basically making a lot of big claims and everything. It's like not the holy grail free energy device, but it is one piece of the puzzle that is worthy of keeping a serious eye on. Because what I saw yesterday about, you know, I quite literally started a wire fire. All right, I know, granted, this is thin wire, but it does take current in order to do that. Now, that battery obviously has got some current in there, some amperage, and, you know, I put thicker wires on there, and it really didn't make much of a difference, because when that magnet got to spinning up really good, it started inducing a current inside that coil wire. And it wasn't the 14-gauge wire that got hot. I mean, that stayed cold to the touch. It was the thinner stuff and the actual motor controller. But if you understand how energy actually moves around, you can guide that power off somewhere else so that it's not backing up in the device that you're trying to use. You can make buffers in between there. And so if you do that, then not only do you got basically the equivalence of a power amplifier right there, that you can take some input current and you can ramp that up enough to where that the energy starts pushing back. I mean, it was amazing how much power that thing pushed back, because these things, I ran them for quite some time. I did it on the live stream, and there's at least a couple hours going on there, and they didn't get hot. They were just warm to the touch. But once that magnet started spinning around inside that thing, it was basically inducing a second current inside there, as that magnet's just going crazy around there. And if this thing was in a perfect circle like this was the original one. It was basically looks like a steering wheel. Anyway, if it was in a perfect circle, you can imagine when that ball's coming around there, that the sides of this circle will keep that ball spinning. So once it builds up some momentum, that thing would only have to run intermittently in order to put pulses out in order to keep that ball spinning. And so you just made it more efficient just by putting it just in the shape like that right there, because this right here, the centrifugal force, it's going to actually help to assist that ball keeping it going around. It's got it ain't got no brake, you know. So when this thing is spinning around like that, and you got the doggone pickup coils around that thing to pick up that change in magnetic field, you know, you're looking at some pretty cool stuff. Go check out Sky Collection on YouTube and watch his little generator projects that he's working on, and the circuitry that he's using, and the basically the quality of his craftsmanship's amazing, and he makes some really nice pancake coils as well. But the work that he's doing In conjunction with what you've seen here and other researches, those are just pieces of the puzzle. You put that those guys together, and gals out there, some gals out there doing stuff too. But you put these people together, and between the craftsmanship and the shared resources as tools, or even finance-wise, and they go all out in on a project, you know, these things that I done right here, two people is what put that little neodymium magnet accelerator together. And one was a wood crafter. My friend Justin is a really good, cabinet maker. He's got all the cool tools and everything like that. And, you know, he basically built that stand for me. But now I got measurements off of that so that if you want to build a prototype or be able to customize it a little bit for a 3D printing job, obviously you want to use least amount of material as possible when you're 3D printing, you know, to make it feasible. But you want it to be sturdy as well so it ain't tearing itself up. But everything else, when it comes down to bending tubing like this right here, PVC tubing, you got to find somebody out there that can do it. Somebody has the capabilities. I found somebody out there who can do it. But right now, I'm trying to catch up on the finances. All of this stuff that I'm doing right here, this takes a few pennies in the bucket. And, you know, I had a friend help me out, with some research. And if it hadn't been for him, wouldn't have been able to get near as far. Probably wouldn't even been able to bring this magnet accelerator to you for a while because, you know, it takes a little while. I got priorities, got electric bill to pay and, you know, other bills or whatever, food and all that. But, so I'm not out here asking people for money or anything like that. I'm just trying to build a structure so that maybe, you know, some Google ads might help throw some pennies in the bucket. Or even from what I understand about Twitch, if you get enough followers on Twitch, you might be able to be a partner on Twitch. Now, I got a partnership on YouTube, but everybody knows the debacle that YouTube's been going through. And so you might still get a few pennies in your bucket, but they're not going to be, you know, substantial enough to pay somebody, you know, large amounts for prototyping and stuff like that. That I really want these ideas that's in my head. I want these out here for the people to share. Because if this project right here does what I say it'll do, and you know, I'm a man that whenever I tell you something's going to work, I'm not going to sit here and BS you and try to say, oh yeah, this is a free energy device and you get it and it doesn't do what I say it does. I care about my credibility. I care about my word. And so if I say it's going to do something and I put myself on the line there with you, I want to keep your trust. Now, I helped a friend out with his deal, and just everything I told him, just like I said, is doing what I'm saying it was going to do. And we ran into some new anomalies that needed to be addressed, and together we'll address those as well. But, you know, the world said they needed clean, renewable alternative energy, right? And I'll step forward. I'll take everything, all the mechanical in my brain, and I will help you find that. And as far as energy storage, they're saying that, well, if we can never get energy storage down, we got it made. Well, by God, energy storage is nothing more than what you see right over there, folks. Look, this is the other piece of the puzzle. This is what I said right here about doing efficiency. That's the other piece of the puzzle. So I'm working in multiple fronts in order to try to share with everybody what they said they wanted. You know, I'm not out here trying to steal for nobody or scam anybody out of anything. I'm trying to help the world because I'd like to see the world, you know, be a better place. You know, and there's so many things. These things are pieces of the puzzle. It's funny. I want to show you this. I made $2 million the other day. All right. Basically, I went to my daughter and I said, will you give me $1 million when you get around to it? And she said, well, yeah, I'll give you $1 million when I get around to it. And so I handed her this right here. It's a little piece of, looks like walnut that my friend was cutting some circles and wrote the word round and then to it on there. And I said, well, there you go. There's a round to it. Now I get my $1 million, right? Well, I did the same thing to my wife, so I got $2 million in reserve when they get around to it. Well, I gave them a round to it. Now they got around to it. So this is what... Look. I'm going to show you something real quick. If you're watching in on Twitch, I'll try to explain it to everybody else. All right. Look, I'm going to be doing a deal where, let me see if I can find this picture real quick. I think I find it on my friend Thomas's deal, and I'll kick that thing up there. But I'm going to be doing some cool stuff using recycled materials. Alright, I'm going to, let me see if I can zoom on that right there. I'll have to see if I get this thing right. But I'm going to be doing a deal where I actually show people how to turn trash into treasure. And what you're looking at, if you're watching in on the Twitch TV, is Bottle Caps for Mad Science. Help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. And then it has the ShazizRadio.com deal on there. Well, this particular plastic that bottle caps are made out of, it's got a really reasonable melting temperature, right? And so I've been collecting these doggone bottle caps. And we're going to work on a few gizmos to, basically melt these down and make useful things. One of which may very well be this round to it. But if I can show the world how to quite literally turn trash into the equivalence of money, not only will we help to get the doggone planet cleaned up, but it may very well potential help me to fund research so that I can continue these radio shows and live broadcasts and actually get them a lot better than what they are right now. Now, I apologize for the quality because I'm just one man. I'm no cameraman. As far as doing the radio show, it's kind of hard to, juggle everything, tell everybody where you're at. Hey, look, I'm over here and I'm talking about free energy and solutions and stuff like that. And so I rely on people who, actually believe in the cause to try to, pass links around. I got some wonderful people on People for People Radio Network and, on Shaziz Radio. And my friend Stephen Gibbons, he did amazing, massive page full of links to alternative energy researchers. Now, if you go on the Super Chat Room, you'll find the links page that says Stephen's resource page. And I want everybody who does anything to get credit for it. I can't say enough about the guy. He took the time to do this out of his own, free time or whatever. But these bottle caps, they come in all different colors. Look. It's like gold. Now imagine if you made let's say a token out of these doggone things, and it had something cool saying on it. Maybe the little round to it thing. You could novelty kind of idea. Hey, you give me $1 million when you get around to it. Yeah, I'll give you $1 million when I get around to it. Well, here you go, man. There's your round to it. Now get her done. So that's what I'm talking about. And it's little simple things like that, if we actually get these people together who have the skills to do what it is that needs to get done, folks, we got every doggone solution. We don't need to worry about the companies and the corporations and the governments. If we, the people, put this project together, you know, we'll get it done. All right? And not to mention, you know, if you get the kids interested in saving up bottle caps because they know that they can, you know, do the, trade these for maybe some nifty toys made out of that recycled plastic or whatever, save them up, or, you know, help to, you know, get science so the more cool things that they get to see and all that kind of stuff, you get them interested in it. Back when I was a kid, I used to have soda bottles that had for return for deposit. You could get, at one point they were a nickel, and another time they went up to about 10 cents. And as a kid, we used to go around finding all these bottles and basically asking people if we could have their old bottles after they'd done with their soda. And we'd save these things up and go get some, you know, candy or some toys out of the deal. But it got to a point, you couldn't find those bottles to save your soul. If you wanted to find some of them bottles, you might get lucky and somebody driving down the road threw one out the window or something like that. So we used to go down through there and we'd look for bottles. And we used to look for those little lead weights that they put on the tires to balance your tire. Because we could take the little lead weights up to the bait shop, the fishing store, and we could trade them to the guy up there for actual cash. He'd pay us so much a pound for these lead weights, and then we'd go right on down the road to the grocery store, and we'd cash these bottles in, and we'd get the deal there. And then from that point, we'd go over to the old feed store where they had candy and toys and such, and shoot, you'd be surprised what you could buy for a dollar back in them days. That's pretty cool. But it gave us something to do. We were out cleaning up the neighborhood, earning a little bit of money, and getting a little bit of reward. But if you got the modern day child interested in that kind of stuff and figured out that, you know, hey, if I throw these things in here, instead of throwing them in that trash can, that I throw them in that can over there, and this can over there is going to actually give me more money that I can do something else with. Well, there you go. Not to mention the fact that we could literally engineer something the size of a garbage disposal that would separate all these materials into their perspective type of material. Every material has different weights. They have different physics that they'll react to, you know, like static electricity and styrofoam or polystyrene or stuff like that, you know. There's unlimited. But if you bring all these brilliant minds together and you get their craftsmanship involved in it, then folks, what you end up with is something really amazing. Now, number one, you got people out there building some really cool things that's going to benefit society, but you're cleaning up the planet too. A lot of people say they want to clean up the planet. So that's what we got to do. We got to seriously clean it up, you know, and make some money doing it. Make some round to it, you know. I'll clean my backyard when I get around to it. All right, well, there you go. There's your round to it. Let's get busy, boy. So, you know, what? I got to get my camera adjusted over here again. What you see right there, there's two pieces of the puzzle. As far as building a really efficient generator. You got a neodymium magnet accelerator, and I want you to go look up the doggone Hadron Collider, you know, the big old collider, and they're spinning gas particles around and slamming them into each other to see what they can come up with. But look at how much energy that they put into that to get that process to go. Now this, it's kind of an inverse or a reverse type of a direction. Instead of trying to put, you know, electromagnets to work spinning things around, we're kind of doing both, but because you got that motor controller circuit there, which I got another one around here if I can remember what I did with it. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, little 30-amp motor controller. They're about $4 on eBay, $3 or $4. They ain't even really that much. You know, a little weight from China, and you got these little circuits that run them outrunner motors. But So it pulses the deal, gets that magnet spinning around, and when that magnet gets it spinning around, you could actually synchronize it to when this thing got to a certain temperature, that thing would drop off, and all that power would have to go somewhere, and it, you know, charging up some battery banks or whatever. So the capabilities, you know, are only limited to your actual imagination. If you, you know, if you can only imagine a little bit, you'll never take it any farther than a little bit. But if you got a big imagination, and if you look at this little toy right here, I'm calling it a toy right now because it's not doing, you know, nothing more than spinning a ball around. But if you actually take and look past that and to what potential, just like some of these comments that I got over there on the actual video. Let's see, Bubby Blindy, he said, it's good work as this could have many applications. You could stack it, use the back EMF, all sorts of regards from BB there. Now, I love that comment. Matter of fact, I need to put a heart on that and a thumbs up. All right. Russ from RWG Research, he said, very cool. Looking forward to seeing the round unit. Me too, brother. I'm going to work to see if I can get that sorted out really quick because I want to see, you know, with this cheaper design right here, somewhat of a flaw. Because the ball's coming down the track and it hits that corner and kind of slows down a little bit. But when it comes out of that corner, it's already built up enough momentum that it begins to accelerate. And so that's where you'll get this kind of jerking back and forth right there. Well, in the circular unit, once that thing gets to spinning around there, you can get it going really smooth. And I think that's going to be a plus. I can't wait to get one of those things made, but gotta wait till the finances are there to do so. So let me look in the chat rooms and see if there's any comments that I've overlooked because I got pretty distracted or whatever. Nope. Alright, well, anyway, folks, whether you're on Twitch and or on the Super Chat Room, throw me a smiley face in there or some sort of comment. Just let me know that, you know, whether or not you like this direction that Shazeus Radio is going. Because, you know, it helps. It honestly helps. Let me know that, you know, I'm trying to do something that benefits you. Just say every once in a while, yeah, I like that. Oh, that's a good idea. Or, you know, maybe you try this instead or something like that, you know. But get that communication going. And plus, you know, if you're interested in joining me in on the radio show live sometime, the only thing we ask is everybody be respectful, you know, not be dropping the bleep bombs and all that kind of stuff because we don't need to have granny or the grandchildren be hearing all that trash. You can get your point across without expressing it in a way like old Alan ZVKV over there. I don't know what he was exactly talking about, except I'm pretty sure that it had to do with the actual video because I am running multiple streams going on right here and I've actually pushed the limits of what I'm actually capable of. And so I get a green, I get a yellow, and I get a red on the OBS software. And, you know, so it's maybe dropping a frame here and there, but I'm doing the best job I can. If I get everything sorted out and the finances straightened around where I can actually put this thing together, you know, where everything has its own line, you know, three separate phone lines for three separate, one for communications, one for the doggone live video feed and one for the radio show itself, well, then I'll be able to sit there and do this real time. So, you know, when I get that all situated, I'm working on trying to get a lab together. You know, some people keep telling me go do a GoFundMe account and try to, you know, get a lab built up. Well, the only thing I really have to offer is you know, my information and, you know, maybe a little bit of entertainment, laughing at my crazy hair or something like that, but, and, you know, showing them my ideas and prototypes, but I could actually do a live stream, you know, a lot more frequently or whatever, make it a daily job 6 or 7 days a week or something like that, I don't know. But I have to have the infrastructure in place where I could just walk in there and, you know, jump in front of the camera and start sharing my brain with you and trying to help the world out. It might get there one day. I'm 53 years old, getting ready to turn 54 this year, so I hope it happens soon, because I don't want to be like a 90-year-old man coming in here falling over the camera and drooling on the microphone trying to talk. Anyway, those projects right there, folks, if we can get the right team together, there's nothing that we couldn't accomplish. I mean, we could do some amazing things. And people say they want clean, renewable, alternative energy. They say they want to save the planet. They say they want to get rid of nuclear power plants and coal and all this. Look, I'm not worried about the nuclear power plants or the coal. But if they need a solution for it, we'll give them the solution. And as far as the rest of, you know, even the cleanup of nuclear power plants, there's solutions to that as well. Man, it's just how you get the industries and all the, you know, average Joes and Janes and governments to cooperate. That's the hard part. It's not that we couldn't get it done. It's just that we can't get the people to come together to help it get done. That's the whole deal. You know, other than that, we got it made. So, yeah, that's a distracting comment. Alright, well, I'm trying to read some comments on YouTube video and, you know, trying to check chat rooms and stuff like that. So basically, this is like a juggling act. It's like duct tape, bailing wire, juggling, and trying to share some knowledge and information with people. It's something else. Duct tape and bailing wire. That's what it's all about. So, all right, the neodymium magnet accelerator. The original concept was a video that I did, oh man, must have been at least 6 years ago, or longer, 2006 I think, I don't remember, yeah, so around about 2006 I did a video about it, but what that thing should have been capable of back then, and even to this day right now, it had multiple magnets in that one. And the idea was that when you got multiple magnets in there, they would do exactly the same thing. It had a little separator balls inside there that were made out of nylon, because the magnets were so strong that they would, you know, try to lock into each other, and you couldn't just put one in there. You had to put like three of these doggone nylon balls in between each one of the magnets so that they wouldn't drag themselves towards each other. So if you could get that thing to spinning around in a circle like that, all these different balls basically making like a, you know, choo-choo train running around there, the power that you should have been able to draw off that would have been amazing. Now this one right here is only one single neodymium magnet, but even with just one, it does some pretty impressive stuff. The concept, you gotta do some testing. Listen to that squall. You hear that? It sounds like a doggone speaker being tuned. So I got that thing down to where I could actually, with the controller, you bring it all the way up to the top, and then when it comes around that corner, you hit that controller and give it a boost, and then you can find that sweet spot where the thing will start spinning by itself. And whenever it got locked into a section to where it just started screaming, and then finally it made got a hold of some traction, and boy, that thing took off like a rocket. It was literally blasting around that tube. So I'm sitting here trying to, for the people on the Twitch live stream, give them a chance to see it. There you go. But imagine that thing spinning around, and pickup coils and all the other cool tricks that you'd be able to do. And if what I think was going on with that thing inducing the current, you could use it to assist the doggone power pack running them synchronous motors or whatever. Not synchronous, what do they call them doggone things? The type that actually run off these motor controllers, the outrunner motors that they use in RCs, the ones that have the three wires out there. Same thing as a Samsung Fisher & Paykel direct drive washing machine motor. They got a circuit board in there using some sort of pulse DC circuit to get that thing up and spinning. Well, this thing right here, you could pulse multiple coils with it, because it's essentially the same doggone thing as this flyback driver that I've been showing you. It's the same concept, you know. And this MOSFET flyback driver uses an IRZ44 or an IRF3205 MOSFET. And it pulses that primary, you know, back and forth, and, you know, catches that power and basically ramps it up on the opposite side, and you get high voltage out. So, high voltage is what I've been trying to point out for a long time. Well, this setup right here is set up the same exact way, because the center tap, which is on the opposite side, and each side of the coil, just like you see this right here, that's how it's designed. And instead of using the IRZ MOSFET, you're basically using this. And I have to tore into these to see what it is, but it might be the exact same circuit with a few little extras in there. I haven't never looked into one, but either way, they're cheap on eBay. And this project's not something that's out of the average Joe's range. And if I can make it in kit form, those folks that don't have access to all the tools to make certain parts of it, then all they got to do is get the kit and then turn around and put it together and test it out. And if it helps to support the Mad Science Show and you're interested in doing that, well, then it'd be worth my time to try it. Also, I want to pause that portion there, but I wanted to show you one other thing that I'm also working on that I've mentioned before, and some people said that they thought it was not a bad idea, but that I want to make a coin that looks like that. And there's a reason why I'm wanting to do this. You know, not just to help support the YouTube or to help to support the research and everything, but these types of materials. Let me see if I get that thing going. I got to try to aim this camera because I can't see until it's up there. All right, there we go. That's good enough. But anyway. So, doing these little projects like this to try to help support Mad Science, and I want people to not only have something to show for if they decide to help me out, a donation or something like that, but I want them to have something in their hand, let's see, one quarter. Oh, Stephen Gibbons asked, could you not use a 1/4 reinforced vinyl tubing to create the loop? You can buy pretty cheap, air or water lines. You could use that, but you got to make sure that whenever you make that loop, and I don't know when you actually made that comment, Stephen, so I apologize, but if you look real close here on this, that's what I attempted to do with this right here. Because of the tightness of this turn that I got, I mean, maybe if I made it a lot longer, and you can also see that it's not a straight cut down here. You got to get these two to match up, and so I had to bend it, cut it one way or whatever to try to get these things, and then mount it into some sort of apparatus that'll hold it steady. And, you know, I'm mechanically blessed, but craftsmanship-wise, I think it's an epic fail. But everything's built out of junk, duct tape, and baling wire. And I do the best that I can. That's why I try to pull together the Dream Team, so we can all build things together and make some cool things happen, you know? And as far as, free energy... Look, I say we are already past the point of proving free energy. Now it's just a matter of whether or not people really want to get together and build things that will actually put it to use. I mean, if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. I mean, we're surrounded by it. It's just how you're tapping into it. It's like radio waves, you know? You can capture those radio waves out of the air and basically be able to listen to your favorite radio station or watch your favorite TV show or whatever. You can communications with your people. You can call each other up on a cell phone. That's energy, electricity going through the air. So, you know, just depends on how far you want to take it. I like to take it to actual physical prototypes like this right here. Now look at that. That spin. Gotta check those wires. Ah! Look at that sucker go, boy. Come on. Get traction. My God, that was exciting. That's what I was trying to say. When that thing gets into a... When it gets into one of those deals you get a good field all tuned up, that thing will scream around there. That particular time, it couldn't get no traction. But this is a project that it's really simple to build once you got all your parts. And it if you see how far you can actually take it, you might be really impressed. You might be happy about that. I'm just going to go ahead and go on a limb and say you will be happy about that one. Because there's a whole lot more than meets the eye with this little deal right here. Otherwise, like I said, if I didn't think it was worthy of your time, I wouldn't bring it to you because, you know, I respect my credibility. I'm not trying to do anybody wrong or not trying to sell you a free energy device that doesn't work or anything like that. What I'm trying to say is here's another piece of the puzzle. Put it together, test it out, and you'll come across your own conclusions and you'll see what you like about that, and then you'll improve what you don't like about it. And basically, you're going to help troubleshoot it while you're having fun. Look at that. When that gets in that one zone, watch it. Whoa! You see what I'm saying? When you get it right there in the right little zone right there, that thing will start to scream. And the amount of power that it generates, I got to keep an eye on these wires. Because these doggone wires get hot, they'll start smoking on me. So anyway, if you're listening in live on the radio show, then you probably don't understand. I'm probably not explaining as good as actually seeing is believing. That's why I want to do this whole different combination of radio show and the Twitch TV thing. I was actually going to do some YouTube live streams as well, but and you know, I get enough people following me on Twitch and YouTube, and might even actually be able to make this thing to where it'll give me the money to put more projects together. Because the hard part isn't building the stuff; it's we're building things that haven't been created yet. And so finding these tubes on here, that was the hard part. Finding something that already existed out there on the market that could be got for a reasonable price, you know, within the budget range, that would still do what it needed to do. Now, this still functions the way it needs to do, just not exactly like the original design, which would have been a round one. That way you got that, you see what's going on there? You got that that circle that's helping to spin that sphere around. You make it a smoother deal, so shoot, you should be able to reach some incredible speeds with that. That thing might even get up and start lifting up off the table or something. What's that? You get that in that right doggone spot, and it'll start to build up some serious RPMs, and if it gets traction, it just screams around there. Well, if the world realizes what I just put in front of them, then we'll take it as far as we can. But otherwise, Shazoo's made a nifty little toy. I'm going to take mine as far as I can. And I'm going to continue to share everything that I do. But my preference is that a lot of other brilliant engineers out there and a lot of other brilliant alternative energy researchers actually take the time to replicate it, test it, and find its flaws, and you know, suggest ideas and help to re-engineer it to make it do what I believe it can actually do. But you see what it's doing so far. And as that neodymium magnet spinning around, what happens when you induce a current into a coil of wire? Vice versa. I hope you saw that on Twitch. I hope you heard it on the radio. That thing, I tell you what, those wires are good and warm too, man. It puts some current in there. Alright, that's what I've been trying to explain to people. Current is what gives you the heat and stuff, and resistance to that current. Steven said, do you have any pickup coils attached, or are they all drive coils? Right now, we're just in the drive coil portion of it. I haven't even added the extra coils. I'll show you what I got going on if I can reach up here without knocking stuff over on my head. If you're looking in there on Twitch, I got a stockpile of some wire because I'm going to be building some pickup coils for it. And I've got another project that, let me see if I can show you that as well, that I'm working on for a friend of mine, helping him to troubleshoot and engineer the future of doggone electrical generators. Folks, you know, people always want to try to give me a rash and say, well, all you ever do is sit around and talk about it. Well, apparently they ain't been paying attention, because I don't just talk. You know, what you see right there, that's not just talk. That's something that it shows you I tell you what the materials are. I'm helping you out with the doggone thing. Now, what I'm getting ready to show you right here is a flywheel. Alright, this is a clear acrylic flywheel custom design that my friend the cabinet maker has been helping me with. And you'll see there's going to be magnets in this. Alright, and then there's 15 magnets on this side. There's 15 magnets on that side. And they're off-center from each other. And there's a reason for the particular design of why they're off-center the way that they are. You'll see, you know, there's a magnet over here. Trying to get that on the camera right there. Okay. If you look real close, these magnets aren't... we had to drill and tap all these. But there'll be a magnet there. A magnet there. And a magnet there. Alright, and all of these are facing outward. Same polarity on both sides. And there's a reason for it, which when I get it all together, you'll understand exactly why. Why it is that I'm doing it like this right here. But behind the scenes, I'm putting these things together. Because I'm trying to show you, I want to put every single concept that I've been trying to share with the world, I want to try to put them into actual working prototypes so that you can see. And if you notice, that doggone flywheel is made out of clear acrylic. The track right here for the neodymium magnet accelerator is made out of clear acrylic. There's a reasoning behind all that. There's a reasoning why every time I'm trying to put a prototype for a beginning model of an idea together is because when I explain this to people, I want them to be able to not only just see this device, but I want them to be able to understand what's actually going on inside that device. The doggone plasma reactor that I shared with you guys and gals, that doesn't have to be necessarily made out of glass. But what I want is for you to actually be able to see inside the reaction that's actually occurring real time so that you can understand the science and the physics of what's going on in a simple manner. You can see what it's doing. And so, this thing right here wouldn't have to be necessarily made with clear acrylic. You could make it with, you know, like I did with this old one right here. I don't even know what type of material this old tube is. It's been so long. But, let's see, it don't say on there. It's got some words on there, but it don't say what actual... this is probably like some sort of PVC stuff or something like that. Flexible conduits, all it says. It'll hold up to 60 degrees Celsius, it says. Oil resistant. But nonetheless, I want you to be able to see what's going on. And I hope you got to see when that thing finally started screaming around there. I was about ready to launch this thing off into the floor. How much power... the moment it starts doing that, these wires, you can tell there's some serious current trying to come back the other direction, and this motor controller will start to get nice and toasty. So, if you understand about the whole back EMF concept and things like what Bedini and them was trying to work on about bringing power back, catching that back EMF and storing it, that kind of deal. If you get all that, you put all these pieces of the puzzle together like that, then it'll all make sense to you. Let's see if I get that thing to scream again. It's got to get just in the right doggone place. So if you're watching in on Twitch TV, tell some friends about this deal. If you're into alternative energy research, because I quite literally want to show people how to at the very least, become so doggone energy efficient that the power company barely gets any pennies in their bucket at all for their evil deeds. They don't care about you. They don't care about the people. They care about the bottom line. Everybody's like, well, you're gonna put everybody out of jobs. No, I ain't. Oh, I wish you could see that on the radio, but if you're watching it on Twitch, that thing got some power going on there. And the moment that happens, the energy back up on that thing, boy, jeez. That's, you're gonna have to test it. You're just gonna have to test it. That's why I want to put some kit farms together. You know, I'm only one man. I'll show you what I do on Twitch. I'll tell you about it on the radio. I'll show you what I do on about it on YouTube. I got a circuit that sits up on top of this deal right here. And this particular circuit, I don't know if you can see it very good from there. But you see all that dust on that thing? I use that circuit to test all this storage over here. All right? And that DDS signal generator that's charging up that microwave oven transformer and putting all that high voltage in there. And all the things that I've been sharing with you. If that circuit up right there can run continuously with this type of power right here, you're going to be really happy when you see what this thing can do. I'll tell you, that's for sure. I told everybody a long time ago when I started my YouTube channel, I said, when you find out what it is that I'm actually working on, you're going to freak. And I meant it. It's a, you got to have the mad science hair, man. You get the mad science hair thing going on, then that's it. And if, as long as the man in black believe you crazy, they might just leave you alone. You know, in certain cultures, you just don't mess with those crazy people because, you know, they're cursed or something. I don't know. Anyway, the whole thing is that I've been working on a process for a long time with mad science. If you go back and you watch my videos, you can actually watch me age. You know, you can see my hair going from a younger man, less wrinkles, to an older man, and then back again in a couple portions of it. And so when you see that, go down and read the comments in the videos. Go down there and look at my teleportation video and read the comments in that thing. Look forward, look backwards. Just do a little study on old Crazy Harris's is. You might be surprised what you come up with. Might have a little fun. You want to talk about an adventure? Follow the life and times of old Crazy Shaziz on YouTube. You see me get mad. You see me get frustrated. You see me get depressed. You see me come and go different times and in different ways. And, you know, and you see different projects that I keep talking about. I might have a little fun with it. But what it all boils down to, the world said they needed something. And those who were capable of actually making it happen said they'll do it when they get around to it. Well, I'm here to give them around to it. put it on the table. You got your round to it. You got your circles, or your circuit boards. You got your concepts. You got your physics. You got everything that you need right now is on the table. And all the rest of the stuff, that's just icing on the cake. We should be so much further advanced as a society right now that it would blow your doors off. And for some strange reason, whether it be for keeping control of the construct or the system in itself, or basically being able to control all the we the peoples and keep them in line, you obviously don't want to give the people certain technologies if you want to keep control of certain people. You want to be able to tell them what they can and can't do, what is or isn't possible. And if everybody knew that certain things were possible, then they would open up that mind of creativity and they would do things that would even make them surprised. The things that we're actually capable of doing, the technologies that we could do right now, slowly but surely, it comes out on the market. Slowly but surely, people accidentally, inadvertently, give you a toy that proves everything that I've been saying all along. And when you try to do this mechanically, it takes engineering. It takes somebody with mechanical knowledge. When you take it and try to do it electronically, once again, somebody got some talent in that deal right there. But imagine if you came from some time and place that was a whole lot more advanced, and then you had to come back and try to figure out what you could do with this that sort of does the process of what you need to do. And you had to find, let's say, like, here's the year 2019 now, and I go back in the 1800s. I know about this motor controller, and I got to find something that existed in that time frame that I can utilize to do a job. Maybe get me back home or something like that. But it don't exist, so you got to go out and find it. Well, we're past all that. We got access to this amazing tool we call the internet. And there's a vast sum of knowledge out there unlike anything you could possibly imagine. But until you open up that mind and you look past the rule book, so to speak, school book, the indoctrination, till you start thinking outside the box, you're not even going to attempt things like this. I'm that guy that I could never stay in the box. My mind would not stop. I could not consciously sit there and just follow the status quo. I always had to ask why. Why does this do this? Why do you say this and then this doesn't seem to apply when this is supposedly physics? It's science. The teachers didn't like to be questioned. And the government don't like to be questioned. People that think they know it all don't like to be questioned. And so 90% of all those folks who talk about the laws of physics and thermodynamics, they don't even have no doggone clue. They're just quoting it verbatim from the book or misquoting it or whatever. And it's aggravating. It's aggravating because we live on a planet that they say is 3/4 covered in water, and yet somebody on this planet starving or dying of thirst. And then when you talk about how these doomsdayers are always saying, well, we're going to run out of water. And I say, there's 3/4 covered in water, and they'll tell me, well, that's fresh water, stupid. And I'm like, are you serious? Have you not paid attention in science? Go over there to Dubai. They have huge desalination plants where they take salt water, desalinate it, turn it into fresh water, and then they turn around and they pump the water up skyscrapers that they built on the island of land that they built, and they got air conditioning, fresh water, and they're probably even selling you sea salt. These people are brilliant, and they buy that they get the best of the best out there. They get the smartest people that they got to jump on board. Now all I'm asking is for the average Joe to bring your best. Bring your best of the best to the table, and let's get it done. Let's quite literally get around to it. All right, it's a round to it. We now have a round to it. We can get the job done. That's all I'm asking for. If the world says that we got a problem with our environment needs to be resolved, if the world says that we need to get away from the so-called fossil fuels, which is the biggest hock-a-hooey in the histories of hock-a-hooeys, and if you know anything about science at all, then you'd understand exactly why it is that I say that. As long as the Earth is doing what it does, as long as it has the temperature and the chemistry and the carbon-based life forms and plants and anything out there, as long as the world keeps doing what it's doing, you're never going to run out of the so-called fossil fuels, crude oil, which is turned into multiple other products and stuff like that. It's all natural. Every single bit of it's all natural. And you ain't going to get rid of it, no matter how hard you try. But if you want to freshen up the air, and if you want to do it right, then let's build a hydrogen engine, because it's perfectly within the laws of physics and thermodynamics to do so. And I've explained this ad nauseum to people, and I've had people come on and argue with me till they were blue in the face. And I actually had a guy make a video about it called it bollocks, that you can't do this, and it's because he got his head stuck in a school book. Now here's a man that has brilliant talent, able to basically from start to finish build a two-stroke engine, because he has the milling equipment, he has the talent and the knowledge of what needs to be done, and could actually build this engine, but could not see past that box. Now, you can run pure distilled water through an internal combustion engine, but not the way the internal combustion engine is engineered. You have to engineer it specifically for the task. Water is a liquid. It cannot be compressed. But if you use the physics of water and you turn that water into a gas, now it's no longer a liquid and can be compressed. In the process of compressing it, you produce heat. And so just by the compression portion of it, you're heating the thing up. Using induction heating technology, vaporization technology, you can prime that fuel, you can warm it up in the tank, start sending it around, get it around. By the time it gets around to sending just the right quantity and the smallest molecule in the vapor, hit that 300 degree cylinder and expand 1600 times its volume, slamming that piston down on the upstroke, separate the hydrogen and oxygen, get an explosion and an implosion at the same time from the electrical discharge and the doggone the heat and pressure all combined. So it doesn't matter what machine you want to run, you can specifically engineer any machine to run off of any type of fuel. That's it. But this particular individual wasn't willing to step outside the box and what he had been told in school that is or isn't possible. Oh, that violates the laws of thermodynamics because you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And it takes too much power to get things out. Which he also misquoted, because he talked about using electrolysis to separate the hydrogen and oxygen, which is the most inefficient way to separate the hydrogen and oxygen. But that's what he did. That's what he talked about. So he made a mockery of somebody who was trying to show him something. I understood it mechanically. If he could have just looked past the deal and humored me and tried it out, he'd be a happy camper today. But No go. Made a video called Bollocks and basically mocked and ridiculed. Didn't want to try it. My concept is you try it before you deny it. Otherwise, you know, that's not science. If you're not going to at least attempt the experiment, what's your point? All right? Look, we got wars overseas for oil, right? Everybody knows it's over the oil. Everybody knows it's over resource. Everybody knows it's over territory. Who gets to run their gas pipeline through this? Because the international bankers want to send your children and mine to war, so that they can get their agendas through, and maybe even depopulate the planet in the process. You know, because a lot of people die in war. That's the reality of war. Tesla believed if you could actually, give everybody free energy, then there wouldn't be no reason for it. Wouldn't be no excuse to go and fight over resources. And every man or woman who's tried to do it since has had the same exact problem. And it's not just the governments of the world. It's not just the secret societies or the elitists or the bankers that's doing it. It's you. The average Joe are your worst enemy. Because when you mock and ridicule somebody like myself who's just trying to, you know, pitch in there and throw some ideas and knowledge around and start troubleshooting, well, what you end up getting is what you got right here. You'll hear conspiracies of people dying all the time. The men in black come and get them. They kill them, you know. They take the best of your best out of you so that you don't succeed. So, what do you want to do with it? That's the question. Well, I'm hoping to try to convince the average Joe to at least try these experiments. All right. Sorry about all the mess in here. Sorry about the doggone poor cameraman work. Sorry about the duct tape and baling wire. But it's the best I got for the moment. It's the best I can do. This world said that things needed to be resolved. They said we had a problem. We needed clean, renewable alternative energy, which we got. We needed storage, which we got, but they don't recognize it. We needed new types of batteries, whatever. We have every single piece of the puzzle necessary to give us the energy independence worldwide from the so-called fossil fuel industries, but it isn't going to get done by any government. It isn't going to get done by any corporation that wants to stay in business selling you energy. It's not going to get done by the solar panel industry. It's not going to get done by the wind power industry. It's going to get done by every one of you taking making a decision that you're going to take all these pieces of the puzzle and you're going to put them into the best configuration that suits your needs to give you the amount of kilowatts necessary to run your inefficient junk that you're all addicted to. And then while you guys are finally off the grid and start saving some money, you might want to reinvest that into new technologies for things that are yet even more efficient. Because if you do that, you'll find a time in the future where you're going to have the luxuries of some really incredible, incredible technologies. And, you know, your house, you won't be a slave to the man, so to speak. You won't have that burden of the doggone power company talking about you give us money or we're going to shut you off. You won't have that. This neodymium magnet accelerator, to some might seem to be right now just nothing more than a mere toy. But if you finally figure out what it is that I just put down in front of you, and you take it and run with it, I think you're going to be more than pleased. I've already got comments from people about what they think that they could do. And I encourage them to do it. Try it out. See how far you can take this idea. So if you're watching in on Twitch, when this stream finally gets up as a video outside of a live stream, back this thing up and go see if you can find a spot where this thing tell I want to take off out of the table. There we go. Gearing up, gearing up, gearing up. Oh man, I love this. I wish those who are you listening in on the radio could actually see what's going on with this thing whenever it finally gets in that sweet spot and starts to gear up and it wants to take off. This is why I said that it needs to be made in a circle so that it doesn't try to knock itself off the table and such. Or bolt it down to the ground. And while you're running these experiments, keep an eye on these wires right there so you don't have a wire fire like I did yesterday. So I'll usually sit there and turn the motor controller. It's on the manual position. You hear that? That's when it's getting ready to do some crazy stuff. Anyway, while I'm running this motor controller, just to barely turn it, you hear it gets in that little spot and it starts to spin up. And when that thing finally reaches traction and takes off, but that's what I'm doing is I got it on manual and I'm just adjusting it back and forth like that right there. Anyway, if you want to solve the so-called energy problem of the world, then all you got to do is pick up these pieces of the puzzle and put them together. It's that simple. The work's been done. The hard part is now just understanding what you got. You got all the tools. You got the technology. You got the talent. You got the resources. You got each other. And you put all those things together and you have a dream team in your community. Take these little designs like this and do all your tests, do everything. Try it out. Try it before you deny it. And I'm going to continue to keep on bringing these ideas to the table. There we go. We got to spin up. Come on. Get it and go. Man, when I had that thicker wires connected to this thing directly, you could literally see these coils Yeah, I'm having fun playing around live on the radio here. Wire's got warm on that. See, when you get that thing, that magnet up there and spinning, it's starting to induce current into those coils, and it starts wanting to come back the other direction. It's in between that block right there. Let me give it a little boost. Alright, so I get all excited every time that thing just starts to spin up like that, because it'll lose traction in one spot, and when it does that and you just crank it up a little bit and start building the RPMs up on that thing, when it finally takes off, it goes crazy. This is one project that I want you to keep a really close eye on. Even if you don't decide to make it yourself, I'll continue to throw updates on there, so that if you watch this from start to finish, you see where it started, and you'll understand it. By the time it's all said and done, you'll understand exactly how it works. And that's what I want. That was the whole key for the Mad Science YouTube channel anyway. But before it was all said and done, if you watch my crazy videos, you already know what's going on. But when I was giving this thing a whole lot more current last time around, this doggone thing, these coils, I mean, you should have seen them. They were reverberating like a big old bass speaker. Steven said over there on Twitch, he said once past 10,000 RPMs, it may want to take off in more than one sense of the word. Shaziz clamped the thing down. And he's right. Look. That's another reason why I wanted the round tubing. Use your imagination. You get a strong magnetic field going on, and it's spinning around a circle like that, and it's producing one heck of a giant vortex slash, what do they call that? Can't remember the word now. Toroidal field? A huge toroidal field. And the faster that doggone thing gets to spinning up, the larger that field's going to become, the more energy it's going to put out. Those are the kind of things I think about. What I think is possible, what I know is possible, it might just surprise you. Anyway, if you just tuned in on Twitch or Shaziz Radio, you're listening to Mad Science, and right now I'm talking about the neodymium magnet accelerator. There's videos out. We're doing a live stream right about now over on Twitch, and I'm trying to explain a few things and give people some inspiration to at least try this project. All right? As far as the storage, if you can catch a high voltage back spike off of this thing right here, you can store that power. That's what that other, all those capacitors you see in the background, that's basically a power distribution center that it stores it. It uses it in different fashions. There's AC capacitors, AC run capacitors, AC start capacitors, regular DC capacitors, boost caps, and so much more on the way. And it's almost like you get one of these for your kid, you teach them science. That motor controller right now so far is warm, and the wires might just be a little bit warm, but they're not hot. You get that magnet spinning up, and get it out of that hole right there. The faster that magnet goes through those coils of wire, the more current it tries to push back. So, visualize this, an outrunner motor, plasma reactor, and a storage facility for the high voltage that you're about to generate. And think about what you can do with that. You know, some wonder about UFO technology and anti-gravity technology. This is how it's going to be found for the average Joe. See that? It gets in one of those little fields right there, and that magnet starts to peel out, and you get it just right. It's almost like at some point this thing actually tunes itself, gets all resonated. You hear that? The wire getting hot. When it starts to resonate like that, that's right before it gets crazy and takes off like a rocket. That's why I can't wait to see if Russ or from RWG Research or Sky Collection, if they take this project up there and they run with it and build a prototype. They might be waiting around to see whether or not I can get a round version of it, but I'm going to work on it, but I hope they do try it, because it's a lot of fun for one, but I think there's a whole lot more to this than meets the eye for another. That's the big deal. Yeah, that's really not good for live radio, but I apologize for that. I'm trying to do a live stream at the same exact time, and I'm actually getting distracted with the toy. Which, if you understand what I just put out in front of the world, it's not necessarily a toy anymore. Oh, that's so cool. I wish you folks could see it. The ones out there on Twitch, you're getting a chance to see it. Yeah, wire's a little warm. Got a little bit of warmth to the motor controller. And so far, she's holding up. If you see, it builds up some momentum, and that thing just wants to take off. Now, imagine this thing done. Imagine it done where it's perfect and it's precision and everything's perfectly in tune, and you got a circular coil that's picking up that energy as that magnet's flying around there. You got just the perfect style of material to lubricate for to reduce any types of frictions, and you're picking up the back EMF spikes as that magnet changes its polarity while it's spinning at ridiculous speeds. Now, with that said, if that opened up your imagination, help me figure out a way to get this thing out there to everybody. This one little project here with the plasma reactor and you see what the plasma reactor is actually capable of. And when I keep talking about plasma reactor, I'm talking about the kind like old Keshi's out there talking about, hoodoo voodoo version. I'm talking about where you take any of the noble gases, inert gases, whatever you want to call them, and you energize them into plasma. Light is heat and heat is light, vice versa, plus the radiant energy that can be generated from said device. What you're seeing right here in this deal, all these different technologies combined to make the power source of the future that would be the clean, renewable, alternative energy, sustainable, whatever type of terminology they want to try to throw at you. What you need to do is tell your government to put up or shut up. That's what you need to do. You know, they want to lay the burden on the average Joe like myself whenever I talk about free energy and they talk about put up or shut up. Well, the key is government's got tons of resources. The average Joe don't have tons of resources. And the average Joe has the other average Joes trying to tell them how stupid they are. Get back in the box. Oh, no, that's wrong. That violates the laws of physics. No, it does not violate the laws of physics. It's using the laws of physics to your advantage. And if you could get that through your head, then you wouldn't be paying an electric bill. Unless you just think paying electric bill is all right, then, you know, hey, it's your money, your labor to get the money. But if you want people out there fighting over so-called fossil fuels or natural gases, things that nature's already provided readily for you, you know, that's the world, that's your world. This is your world, it's all of ours. You want to make it right, we can make it right. That's not the hard part. The hard part is getting y'all to cooperate with one another. There you go, it's starting to line it, go! Starting to line it out. You can hear it. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it on the radio too. But when that thing starts to peel out, it's trying to get traction. And when it finally does get traction, well, the whole deal about the circular version is it'll already have the traction to get to start with. You know, you just start it off slow and then it'll build up its own momentum and centrifugal forces to take over and it'll help to basically assist that thing doing its job. All right, enough of that for the moment. So anyway, so what have we learned in the last 20 some odd years of energy usage? We've learned that they keep saying that energy is not free. We've learned that they said that we need to pay the man. We learned that we said that they said we need to get off of so-called fossil fuels. We learned that they said that your electric bill will necessarily skyrocket. And the man said, under my plan, you can buy a coal fire power plant, but you're going to go bankrupt. Look, if you individuals out there to call yourself environmentalist, if you take a fraction of the energy that you use going out there protesting the coal mines and the coal fired power plants, if you take a fraction of that energy and you focus it into getting people to the table here at Shazia's Radio or over at People for People Radio Network and hearing what we have to say and start implementing the solutions, we'll solve your problem for you. It's that doggone simple. You're fighting with them for what? You think they're going to give up their business just because you're out there getting a little mouthy and rowdy? They don't care about you. They'll call the same man that you'll call on them, they'll call on you. The guys and gals with guns will come out there and tell you to get lost. You're on private property. Or you're making a disturbance. But if you want to resolve this issue, I'm a terrible cameraman, tell you that. I ain't going to get hired in Hollywood. Heck, I'd get fired in Hollywood because I'd be mouthing off at the director telling what were you thinking? Global warming, you jerk. Oh, forget it. We want to sit around and watch some crazy old wild-haired, mouthy old man adjust his camera every 5 seconds. Look, I don't call it mad science for nothing. I call it mad science because it really makes me mad. You've seen in my lab just this little messy room that I've got because my other lab got destroyed by the forces of darkness. And I'm trying to get together a better lab so that I can give you exactly what it is the world said they needed. Now, I already gave you all the pieces. The pieces are there. The plasma reactor is a piece of the puzzle. The doggone storage with capacitors and batteries is another piece of the puzzle, putting buffers in between all your stuff. The neodymium magnet accelerator that we've been tinkering around with here today. And so much more. Different types of circuitries, different types of way to use stuff. I got YouTube videos. There's 200 and some odd videos on here, some of which are crazy, and some, all of which have something important to say in there. And so, if you get around to it, like that, you make your own round to it. That's a good thing, because any recycled material makes a perfect round to it. I'm going to show you how to turn your trash into cash. I'm going to show you how to, when you go to the store and you buy all your groceries, I'm going to show you how to design a machine that whenever you throw your stuff into trash, because it knows that you're lazy, it will separate that trash for you. It'll put that trash into different components. And it'll use the laws of physics to compress it, compact it, and pop out around to it. So now, you just turned your trash into this much value of this type of material that could then in turn be used to purchase something of equal value. You know, talk about being on a gold standard and the silver, having tangible assets, and that's how the economy's gauged. Well, folks, your trash is cash. If you looked at your average circuit board, which I don't think I have anything laying right next to me, but your average the average circuit board has silver solder. It has gold, white gold, and yellow gold. It has coppers and other types of metals. So all your electric appliances that you got going on, every single thing that you normally throw into trash could be recycled and repurposed, for that matter. When I said that I was going to give the world free energy, I meant it. The free part is the easy part. The getting you all folks to cooperate, that's the hard part. to get the foul-mouthed heathen trolls and knuckleheads that claim they know it all to stop fighting with everybody and working together. That's the hard part. But you're not going to get it from any government. You're not going to get it from any type of, you know, structure out there, system out there, a corporation, or even companies. They're not going to give you free energy intentionally. Now, the Chinese, on the other hand, they might give it to you accidentally. And the moment somebody realizes the capabilities of these right here, these will become scarce. They'll be hard to find. But fear not. You have a backup. As long as they still sell MOSFETs, or you could actually salvage these. So, you can take a doggone solar panel and this circuit right here, and you can ramp up a 40 watt solar panel to a massive amount of voltage using that solar panel. Then you can turn around and use a storage facility such as that right over there, charge up regular capacitors, AC capacitors, DC capacitors, and super capacitors, and then you can bleed those off into battery banks to run inverters. Doggone inverters are a dime a dozen, folks. These inverters right here, you know what this is? Huh? This inverter right here is a fancy version of that. It's what it does. It's got a really fast acting switch in there, power MOSFETs, and it takes that switch and turns it off and on, off and off, off and on, and it catches the inductive flyback right there and amplifies that signal and sends it across to a secondary, giving you out an AC wave because of the way that it's designed and what type of other materials is in there, resistors and such. It will make AC current. So this takes a DC battery and turns it into an AC wave, more like a pulse DC wave, but nonetheless, it comes out AC. You can run AC appliances. This is a 300 watt inverter right here. No, 400 watt. I got three of these doggone things. And if you understand what I've been trying to share with you, this, I don't have them. That transformer, that DDS signal generator, car audio capacitors, AC start capacitors, bridge rectifiers, freaking super capacitors, regular DC capacitors, more super capacitors, boost banks, and so on, all the way down to charging up a battery bank. So what you end up with is a system that is incredibly efficient. It's what I've been trying to share with people. Look, it's not that we don't have enough electricity. It's not that we don't have enough fuel or energy, or that it takes too much energy to make a doggone... This little circuit right here runs off of a 9-volt battery. Alright? It'll actually run off of less depending on what you design it at. You know, and whatever frequency range that you're running the doggone thing at. But you'll ramp that voltage up, and you'll use that voltage pressure to store in capacitors that you could then in turn bleed off into power banks, that you can then in turn run your AC inverters like the one you just seen me show you. And so basically what you end up with is what you've been looking for a long time ago, is super efficiency, which is, look, if I got a system that is 90% efficient, and all I got to do is take a doggone 40 watt solar panel set and use that to supplement that other 10%. Now I got 100% efficiency as long as the sun's out. As long as the wind's blowing, I add that in there as another system, I'm still at 100% efficiency. And everybody keeps on trying to go back to the, well, you can never get out more than you put in. I don't care. As long as it does the job. I'm not looking to call it perpetual motion. I'm not looking to call it 0 point or over unity. It is free energy, no ifs, ands, or buts. It's just, forget all the crazy terminology. Forget all the denials, you know, of free energy and all the different debunkers out there. And just humor me. Take a look at this, the neodymium magnet accelerator. Take a look at the efficiency videos that I talked about. Take a look at the plasma reactor concepts and start putting two and two together. And when it hits you, it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. And you're going to have a eureka moment and you're going to understand what it is I'm talking about. For very little voltage, you can, very little current, low amount of power, you can heat water. For very little bit of power, you can cool things down. If you know the laws of thermodynamics, like everybody tries to quote against free energy, if you understand the laws of physics, if you understand basic science, if I can explain it to you in a simple fashion where even the most, you know, least person can mental-wise can understand. I'm trying to be rude because I love everybody, man. It's just that some people just didn't pay attention in science class. And I'm trying to help them out, trying to have a crash course in free, renewable, clean, green, alternative energy. It's what the government said that they wanted. It's what the mainstream news keeps pumping down. Oh, we gotta come to this, we gotta come to that, we gotta get green energy. And all these people out there fighting over why they can or can't do it. We can not only get clean, renewable, alternative energy, but we can re-engineer the internal combustion engine to the extent that it wouldn't even be polluting. And we could take that carbon and use it for something positive like plant food. For heaven's sakes, folks, if you remove the CO2 out of everything, then what's the plants going to eat? They take the carbon, they eat the carbon, they turn it into sugar, it's plant food, then they turn around and release the oxygen so we can breathe. So we got a symbiotic relationship. We need each other. But if you want some doggone good fertilizer, we can modify equipment to go onto every single internal combustion engine that will grab up every single piece of carbon out there and sprinkle it on our lawns. And have really beautiful lawns. I just don't know what to say, man. Look, I'm just like, I'm dumbfounded. That's why I call it mad science. Look, get my ears in these things right here. My friend named Thomas, Borg Steam Factory. The man is brilliant. He knows chemistry. He handcrafted these goggles right here. And to me, it's a one-of-a-kind set of goggles. Now, I got to go somewhere and get somebody to make me some doggone prescription lenses that'll fit inside these goggles so I can wear them in all my doggone YouTube videos so I can look cool. Right? But as far as looking cool, it's okay to look cool, but when you can't see when you can't see this far in front of your face, or you just see blurs out there, you don't want to learn about electrical safety by accident. You don't want to be wearing these goggles, even though they're well crafted by my friend Thomas at Borg Steam Factory, and he does all kinds of other stuff too, man. You need to check him out. He's a good chemist and just a really brilliant guy. He's funny, and sometimes he's a foul-mouthed heathen, but other than that, you can get past that. He's an all-around good guy trying to make something positive. But either way, if you don't have prescription glasses on, then do not mess around with electricity. It's not safe. But if I can get lenses, look at that. Tell me how it'll make me look cool. Thomas handcrafted these and built them in his lab. Those are the kind of people you need on your dream team. Those are the kind of people that built this Slayer Exciter coil back here. Ryan Abrams from Abrams Labs. He makes some really nice coils. And Robert Murray Smith out there is working on some battery and graphene technology. Another one to keep an eye on. Sky Collection. Lid Motor. Russ from RWG Research, Mark Brash over at Zero Fossil Fuels, all these different researchers out there that are listed, they're listed on ShazizRadio.com. And I'll throw those links over here, and matter of fact, I'll go ahead and do it right now for those folks that's, or if there's anybody that's normally over to Super Chat, if you want to throw some links in for me, I would really appreciate it, because I'm juggling here. But the thing is, folks, all the information's been gathered up. Stephen Gibbons did some amazing work gathering stuff up. You can find links to the YouTube channel. And you build a dream team in your neighborhood. Your dream team gets on Skype and we do a live thing like we're doing right now on Twitch. You can see real time when I'm running this experiment over here, and you can ask questions, and you, when you're running your experiment, I can do the same thing. We can troubleshoot all of our ideas live, real time. Don't even have to travel. We don't even have to go anywhere. That's called virtual labs. Mark Brash over at Zero Fossil Fuels has got that down pretty good. He's got people up in his chat room, and he shares his live streams. And we can make stuff like this, and we can help each other troubleshoot it. And when you see what this thing is actually capable of doing later on down the line, look. I put my money where my mouth is, alright? My grandfather used to say actions speak louder than words. Well, to some extent I agree with my grandpa, but to some extent I disagree. Which probably would have caused a little bit of friction back in the day if I'd have told grandpa I disagreed. But nonetheless, if I can articulate the words and get them out there to help you, and if I can find anything out there, resources available that will help you of your project, you got your research lab, I got my research lab, we can use this technology we got, we can see what each other's working on, we can, you know, have them move the camera if need be, do a virtual labs things, we can work on things together without ever even having to leave our own house. And we can make things happen. We can make our communities better, cleaner. We can, when you see, I'm gonna do videos of the bucket, the doggone bottle caps for science deal. And I would hope that if it starts to work out over here, that you holler at me and you say, "Hey, oh, Shaziz, you mind? No, I don't mind. I'll send you some stickers. You stick them on buckets. You put them out there in the schools and you tell everybody what it's all about. And we'll take all these resources and we'll focus them into whoever needs the energy, whoever needs the finances or whatever. We'll get them what they need. And we'll show the world how to turn trash into solutions, turn trash into treasure." This might be a funny little thing to some folks. It's funny to me. It's got intellectual humor. It's hilarious, you know. You got somebody who's always talking smack about, "Yeah, I'm gonna fix that door when I get around to it." And I'm like, "Oh, well, you will. You'll fix that door if you get around to it." And they, yeah, I'm going to fix it when I get around to it. I promise you that, brother. And I'm like, okay, here you go. There's your round to it. Now get her done. That's what you need to do to the government. You need to go up there and give the government a round to it. Not a round house. A round to it. Give all the doggone people out there who's hollering about the environment, give them a link to talk. Tell them to come talk to old Shaziz. Alright? If you got some sort of environmentalist group, I want to talk to you. I want to tell you how you can fix it. And if you got something out there, some project you're working on, there's some brilliant individuals that got research available capabilities. Man, I'll tell you what. Stephen Gibbs, proof of that. You sit there and you talk about any given subject, and before you know it, he's already got pertinent links to pertinent websites popped up in there. He's compiled an entire page of alternative energy researchers. He's part of the dream team. That's what I'm talking about. And everybody who listens in on these radio shows and podcasts and rebroadcasts or whatever, everybody who joins me over here on Twitch TV so you can actually see me get all animated with my craziness, but I can show you what it is I'm talking about. I mean, radio's good because if a lot of people don't be doing their dishes or driving down the road, you don't want them staring at a screen while they're driving down a road like talking about, yeah, I'm listening to Mad Science, looking down at the TV screen, you know, what's going on there, and then bam, you know, you can't have that, it's not going to work, it's going to get somebody hurt, maybe even sued, I don't know, hopefully it ain't me, because I already got enough problems, man, I'm just trying to sort it all out, but we got all the answers. Now we need to bring the dream teams together and implement all these solutions that we've been working on. I had stopped. If you watched my videos back then, you see me as a younger man, now you see me as an older man, and you'll see me till the day I die doing these radio shows with duct tape and baling wire. This is an old Windows XP that's running SAM. I got deal that I got myself up there on Twitch TV and Shaziz Radio Super Chat and my YouTube channel, that kind of stuff right there. And over here we got the vortex of they're going on there. Look at that. Isn't that cool? That's the OBS software. You can join me on Skype. And I also got the lower version of the deal down there, the website, so I can see both websites on two separate computers, or both chat rooms, so I can try to keep up with all the different comments or whatever as they come in and share some information with people. So, with that said... with my budgets and my resources, this is the duct tape and baling wire that I bring you, Mad Science. My friend sent me some parts to put a supercomputer together, and I can't wait to get that thing together. I got another friend that's really good on putting computers together, and I want to make sure that I get it done right the first time, so him and I sit down and we'll make a really nice one, and maybe I can upgrade that XP to, you know, something more modern and keep this ball rolling. And if need be, they got a nifty program called TeamViewer. And I can get one of my other friends over there from People for People Radio Network. Have them TeamView in and help me set the thing up and get it all sorted out. And the show will go on. So with that said, I gave you a brief look around, and I'm doing my part, I'm sharing some knowledge. I'm taking my Saturdays to do the Mad Science Show. I'm taking my Sundays to do the Knights of the Round Table Show. And I'm taking the weekdays to get work done and projects done and, you know, normal life things, just like you and I or everybody out there got their own life going on, living the family thing. But unfortunately, I'm 53 years old. I'm not always going to be around. So I'm trying to put it out here on hard copy, digital copy. So there's a whole bunch of podcasts you can go back and listen through. There's a whole bunch of YouTube videos. My suggestion is download them before they delete them or somebody goes out of business, because that's why I have to change radio players every once in a while on the doggone radio, because every time I get something situated, it works great. This is hosted by a certain website, and then they go out of business, and now they don't tell nobody when they hit the door, or just everything shuts off, and get on there and there ain't no radio player showing up. I'm like, what's going on? So then I gotta go out and find a solution real quick, because Saturdays and Sundays comes around quickly around this place. So I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to sort it all out. But I gave the world my word. I said I was going to do something, and I fully intend on doing exactly what I said I was going to do. I'm going to show the world that they've already got free energy. Now, your normal skeptic's going to come in here, he's going to say, oh, current watts and amps, what's the output? We measure it with a clamp, this and that, and going to give you all kinds of rash and craziness and probably call you everything under the sun when you try to share something with them. Ignore those people. Just flat out ignore them. Because not only are they showing their lack of intelligence, but they're showing that they're stuck so far in the box that they are part of that box. We, the people, actually become the walls of the box. We become the floor of the box. We become the ceiling of the box. We become our worst enemy. When it comes to freedom, when it comes to free energy, taking care of our world in an efficient manner, we become our worst enemy. We got every single thing necessary to resolve every single problem on this planet. When everybody chooses to give it a try, we're going to get together, we're going to build nifty gizmos. And we're going to turn those nifty gizmos into prototypes for things that will do amazing amount of work and give us all the energy necessary to run all the cool toys that we got. Give us enough energy to ensure that nobody drinks stank water. And everybody in the world can have clear, fresh water. And everybody who wants to be warm is warm, and everybody who wants to be cool is cool. And everybody who needs to get from point A to point B can do it there safely. We can build our houses to withstand the forces of nature and to work in perfect harmony with nature. And so someday, before it's all said and done, you'll never hear the term landfill again. You'll never hear the term waste. You'll never hear the term homelessness. And we won't have to depopulate the world to do it. We the people ha! call that the neodymium magnet pull-out, man. I wish those folks on the radio could have saw that. Boy, I had that thing, got my front brakes locked in, got my back tire spinning, I'm burning the rubber off the tires, and then I let her go. Folks, if you're not following me on Twitch, and you like mad science, you like alternative energy, you like the idea of saving the planet, you like the idea of getting clean, renewable, alternative, green energy, or even fighting the bogus climate change, don't matter. I'm here to give you exactly what you need. I'm out of here to teach you how to help you help yourself to fix this world. Check my wire temperatures. They're doing all right so far. That's a 30 amp motor controller, and it's not getting hot yet. But once that anomaly kicks in, and I get that thing to spinning like it did last night, boy, I'll tell you what, it'll start inducing the current, it'll start pushing back. And that's when things get hot. Like literally dang near started a wire fire. The funny thing is, if these coils, they're cold to the touch. You hear that thing speeding up there? Oh man, I love that. That is so cool. Tell you what, if you're a toy factory out there and you want to just turn this into a doggone toy, that would be a plus, because then those of us who know what kind of toy it is, we can buy it from you. You put it together, we buy it from you, and then we modify it to our liking. And we use it for a completely better purpose than just a toy. As far as educational purposes, teaching kids how magnetism works, toys like this, and toys like the physics toy where it's a balloon inside the bottle there. If you haven't seen it, go look at my video physics toy. But toys like that would actually teach kids things about science, and that's what I want to see. I want to see the kids learning real science again. I want to see them do real hands-on experiments like this right here. And if I'm doing real-time experiments and you can be able to watch it in on Twitch and interact and be able to respond real-time, that's what virtual labs was supposed to be all about. Well, I finally got a sort of a version of virtual labs going on. Just had to do it with a combination of tools. Skype, Twitch TV, YouTube, and ShazizRadio.com. People for People Radio Network, so people be able to listen in and talk and share ideas and actually see results. Getting her done. Listen to that. You hear that? Back her off of here. It's like that doggone magnet storing up some power. Yeah, playing around with this is kind of harsh on the whole radio portion of it. Listen to that. Oh, another thing is, this particular deal says it's a 30 amp deal, and it takes a little bit of, you know, you need a good strong battery to run that, because I think it's actually meant to run on more power than what I'm pushing to it. But once you get that, it's easier to get this motor controller actually tuned in to getting it to run around in circles, and then you can take your hand off of it and just let it go. But either way, it's a lot of fun. I'm going to go ahead and shut that thing there off for a minute. Talk some more. And so, you get a little bit of stored power. You add a buffer in between all your generators, in between your inverters. The capacitor technology is pretty advanced, and if you put capacitors in between everything to act as a buffer, where now the capacitor, you're not draining directly off your battery, you're using the capacitor that's able to charge and discharge faster. You're using that to actually run your inverters from. That'll make your inverters run cooler, that'll make your batteries run cooler, that'll extend the life of your appliances and stuff. And with this right here, if you've studied any back EMF and Bedini circuits and stuff like that, then you know what you can do with this from that point on. You can actually add to this little nifty little toy, and you can turn it into something really cool. So, Shazooz's neodymium magnet accelerator is what you're looking at. And when I continue to take this step by step and show you, and do the videos that have to do with frequencies and storage, energy storage, and hopefully put together some kit forms so that you can actually, when I'm showing you things, that you'll actually be able to have the capability of testing it for yourself, you know, just by having a doggone kit that you can throw together. Look, I know I keep talking about kits. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just saying, if I can put them together, and for whatever materials or you know, shipping that it would cost me to get it to you, if you're interested and you want to do that to work on with your dream team or whatever, then you know, it'll be made. It'll be ready. And so I'm gonna do the bucket, bottle caps for science bucket. I'll do a video about it, and I'll show everybody. And my ultimate goal from that is to show people how to turn trash into a real solution. Because that's what everybody says they're looking for, solutions. And if I can give them the solutions that they're looking for, and make it worthwhile. This is why I talk about the stupid coin that I want to do. I don't know if you get a chance to. I got pictures of it somewhere, but basically, it's a business card, but it also something. It is a material that is of value that is in your hand now. And you know, if somebody drops a coin and somebody else walks along and they see it, find a coin on the ground, they're always going to pick up the coin. They probably won't pick up a business card unless they happen to collect them, but just about everybody will pick up a coin. And so it's got Shazooz Radio on the back of it, and maybe I'll get somebody come over here that might just have a solution that we need. So it's a creative way to gather the masses to get things done. We need a dream team in every neighborhood. If we can get a dream team in every neighborhood, then we can resolve all the issues of the world. Let's see. Try to think, make sure I didn't forget anything. I need to check my notes. Yeah, so far, so well. And we done all right so far. Hadn't had too many technical bloopers. But I want people to benefit from everything that I do. I don't do this out of selfish reasons. I do this because I've seen some things in my lifetime that tells me that we're kind of going down the wrong path. Well, not kind of. We really seriously are going down the wrong path. Now, here are people's concerns out there about the environment, so I'm not trying to mock or ridicule your concerns about the environment. I'm trying to tell you that there are actual solutions. There are workable solutions that we could fix the environment. Please go out and find the loudest environmental activists that you can find and bring them here to talk to me. Find the loudest obnoxious ones, because they have energy, and if anybody can get anything accomplished, they should be able to do it. Other ones will get up in front of the TV camera, create a ruckus. But if you get those kind of folks in front of me, and I can sit down to them, and I can talk out some common sense, let's turn this doggone thing around. I still got to learn how to use certain things. Oh, still ain't low enough. Yeah, I'm smoking a cigar. I can do that. I'm 53. I don't have to ask Daddy for permission. I don't have to ask the government for permission. Get them environmentalists to come talk to old Crazy Haired Chaziz. Find those people out there that say they got a problem with the environment that needs to be solved. And I'll tell them how to fix it. Find those people out there that don't believe in clean, renewable, alternative energy, or believe that it's possible, but don't think that it's ever going to get done. Bring them to me. Bring them to the round table. Tell them that we have round to it. And so we can get things done. No more excuses. You bring the people who say that there's a problem, and we'll show them the solution. That's what Shaziz Radio is all about. This doggone little tripod is going to drive me to drinking. See, I'm smoking already, so maybe I just need to start drinking too. Oh boy. Nobody wants to get on Twitch and see some crazy haired old guy mouthing off and talking smack about fixing the world. But truth is, I said what I said and I meant it. You talk about you find a governor out there or senator or congressman that's always talking smack about clean, renewable, alternative energy. Give them a copy of this video right here. Right? Find my favorite YouTube, whichever one of your favorite YouTube videos of mine. Give them a copy of it. Find one of the podcasts off of Mad Science or Knights of Roundtable. Give them a copy of it. And tell them, say, look, I hear you promising the world you're going to do certain things. You tell the world you elect me. And I'm going to get clean, renewable, alternative energy. Well, tell them to put up or shut up. Ask them, will you give me clean, renewable, alternative energy when you get around to it? And when they say yeah, hold them to the word. Give them around to it. Get her done. That's the whole thing, man. And it just drives me bonkers. We got about 8 or 9 minutes of the show left. And so, take that 8 or 9 minutes to basically tell you I've got a mess going on in my combination room / mad science laboratory. And I'm working on trying to get the doggone a regular lab with some really good internet. I need at least 3 lines because I need to make a live stream 24/7 so that you can see what's going on in there, because there's things that I can explain to you, but unless you see them with your own 2 eyes, you're not going to believe it. But you're capable of doing a whole lot more than you think you are. Science-wise, physics-wise, what you've been told, ladies and gentlemen, old crazy here, Shazia, is going to open up the door. Open up Pandora's box. I got a lot of projects, a lot of nifty gizmos that I want to share, but every single one of them, including this neodymium magnet accelerator, which right now would be a good toy for somebody to put out there for people to learn about science. I talked about this the original balloon in there finally popped, but it was a blue balloon and it's actually stuck to the white balloon. But I did a video called Physics Toys, and if you want to understand capacitors, vacuums, and pressures, now, that lid is still open. I got my finger over that hole, and it's holding pressure. How is that? But that's stored energy, even though it's just like that. Pop that lid shut. I can let my finger off here. You'll hear a little tss when the vacuum releases. And you still got stored pressure. Right now, this is a battery. It's a capacitor. It's stored energy. When I decide to use it, and I open up the gate, there you go. This is a physics toy made out of a plastic bottle that otherwise would have made it into the dump. Got a balloon inside there. It's got a hole right here, because if you put your finger over that hole and try to blow this balloon up, can't do it. Now, it's wide open. I get my finger over that hole. It's not leaking out. Close the lid. There you go. Oh, crazy hair, Shazia's paid attention in science class. And I'm trying to take all that knowledge that I've acquired throughout the life, and I'm trying to put it on the table to share it with people to solve problems, because I love the people of this world. I love my family. I love science. And they said they had a problem that they needed to fix it. I'm here to help you do it. You can help me to help you by getting out there and telling people to show up over here. Download the podcast, share them, write it on there. I got a t-shirt. I got to put it back in the link. I got to get my mad science hair sorted out. See, Einstein was a genius, right? That's because of the hair, man. But anyway, got a t-shirt that I had. I actually had myself one made. I'll show it to you whenever I get it. I hadn't picked it up yet. But it says, Mad Science is the key to free energy. Ask me why. And there's the website address on it. So, if you want to help me do that, make your own t-shirt. Write it on there, or just write a poster, throw it out somewhere, and get people to come over here and, you know, Twitch has got something. Eventually, when you get enough followers or whatever, that they actually make you a partner. Maybe you can throw a few pins. They'll make you so you can actually earn a few bucks here, just like on YouTube. It's not about the money for me, but either way, these projects cost me money. And I've had people help me out here and there, you know, to do stuff like that. But most of it is all recycled materials. And I figured if I can do it with junk, imagine what we could do with precision equipment. Imagine what we could do if the guy that made those glasses, those goggles I showed you earlier, Thomas, from BorgSteamFactory.com, you get him on your dream team, that's a plus. You get all the rest of these individuals out there who have talents and skills on a dream team, and that's when things get done. That's what I'm trying to do. Virtual labs, dream team, real, physical, projects like this one right here, that if I can put it into a kit form, I will, and get them out to people who want to try to test everything. Well, folks, I gotta end the live stream here on there. I gotta, you know, shut down the Mad Science Show, but you've been listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com, People for People Radio Network, and all the other affiliated networks, and whoever chose to broadcast or rebroadcast, all that kind of stuff. There'll be a podcast up. There'll be a video over here on Twitch TV. If you're listening in on the radio and you want to see once in a while what old crazy hair Shaziz is talking about, because I get all animated and crazy about it. Yeah, that's the kind of person I am. So, you want to see that live, then Twitch TV is where it's going to be a live stream where we're doing Mad Science. You'll find it if you're looking for it. If you jump on Shaziz.com, you'll find links to everything. Shaziz.net, Shaziz Radio. And thank you to Stephen Gibbons, and peace and love to everybody out there. You take care and share this information with somebody. As if you want to get it done, we got everything needed to do it. All we need now.
You hear me? Give my creation life!
Aw, crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.